Let's just talk a little bit about the Seminoles here, and maybe our conversation can lead to people listening to this and they'll want to do some reading. The Seminoles currently are living, is it in three states, Florida, Oklahoma, and Arkansas?
Well, no, basically they're Seminoles in Oklahoma and in Florida. The largest contingencies of Seminoles are in Oklahoma. There are about 17,000 Seminoles that belong to the Seminole Nation. They don't all live here, but probably 65% of the Seminoles live in the five-county area in and around Seminole County. The rest were moved to different parts of the country under a relocation program by the Bureau of Indian Affairs. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yes.
But anyway, it was just an effort to make us white. But many of the people didn't stay long. Many came back. But many of those Seminoles stayed in those different cities, like in Dallas and Denver, some places in California, Albuquerque. Some stayed and made a life there.
Wilma Mankiller, in another area on this website, talks about her relocation,
right,
and they went to California.
Yeah.
The Seminoles then came from that, you referred to it, from that Creek Confederation of Tribes in the early 18th
that
century.
Was most of it, not all of them, because there were other tribes in that area, the Delaware, the Shawnees, and Cherokee. It was just kind of rebels of that whole area did not want to conform to the European concepts of life that went to Florida. At one time, I counted 30 or 31 different groups that were in Florida at the time we, quote, became Seminoles.
What does Seminole mean?
I don't know. There's different descriptions of what it's supposed to mean, but I really don't know.
In my research, it said Seminoles means runaways.
Well, I've heard that, and I've heard some other things.
Okay.
I can't speak to the accuracy.
In the Seminoles, then, the main religious event would be the Green Corn Dance?
That is one of them. They would call them stomp dances, what they normally call them for short. Today, we still have those about four times a year. They're not set at a specific time. Whenever the medicine man decides it's time to have a dance, then he'll send out 7 days ahead. They used to do it with sticks. I don't know how they do it today. Probably iPhones. But they used to just send out sticks to count down the number of days before the...
Send sticks to...
To members. And just say, well, oh, we've got 7 days, and we'll be stomp dance. That's kind of how they counted it down.
Okay. What is the event? Can you describe it?
It's a traditional ceremonial dance of the Seminoles and Creeks, actually the five tribes. Ours is still pretty closed. We can take still photos, but you can't take movies there, for instance, which I would love to. The other thing is that the nucleus of the religious part is the ceremonial circle. In the middle of that is a fire. We have four arbors around it. And non-Indian people are not allowed inside that circle. They can sit on the outside and look and observe, but in order to participate in the dance, you have to be native. At least in our tribe, it's still pretty strict. I don't go as much as I once did, but I have been on a number of occasions.
Is that an event, a cleansing event?
It is. One part of it is annually at the Green Corn, they do have a cleansing. They take medicine, take baths, and so forth, and part of the ceremony is to do, they call it sabi, which means to scratch. So they'll scratch four marks here, four here, maybe four in the back, and it just to show that they've participated, they took the medicine. And I think it probably applies here as it did when I was about 10, 11 years old. I got into a fight at church. My mother took me to what we call the old lady, and we said that respectively with the old people. The old lady held me here, and my mother did this and pulled my sleeve up, and the old lady took a pin and went down my arm, four scratches like that. Well, I'm trained at that time not to show pain. I was hurting.
And how old were you?
I was about 10, about the age of my grandson. It was stinging, but it wasn't deep. You could see the blood come out. And the philosophy was that the reason I misbehaved is because I had bad blood. So when they let that blood release, then it was no longer there. I tell people it must have worked because I was pretty good for a long time after that. But that's basically the same thing as the green corn. That's like a new year for us. It's a ceremony that signifies a new year. There are certain foods that we're not supposed to eat during that period of time. Then they take ceremonies and so forth. So it's still held in a very sacred way. But it's not public. It's not like powwows where you go to a powwow and you go see people dancing. It's not like that at all. And your behavior at those ceremonial grounds must be beyond reproach. Young men and young women can't be getting together for any kind of intimate relationships, and you can't be drinking on the ground. It's like going to church. People probably miss that part about those, like they just go. But it's really pretty much a serious thing, although they have fun and fellowship and so forth.
So is this then a ceremony to God?
Well, it is. It's the same creator. As the Muslims say, there is one God. Well, in my life, in my belief, there is one God. And for Native people, 1,000 years ago, there was this one God. We just worshipped in a different way. And in fact, fire is critically important to our Native people. And I once asked a friend of mine, not too many years ago, who was active at the grounds, what's the fire mean to you? He said, well, the old people tell us that's the way you talk to God. So that was partly what that fire was about, speaking to the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, symbolically, it's the smoke, you know, so forth.